have three records out now, and you was founded in 2001.
Yeah.
But 2008 comes the first record out. Why you need so long time for the first record?
That's a good question. It took a long time. You know, in 2001, we all kind of grew up together. We had no money.
Mm-hmm.
So we, you know, decided that the only way we were going to get this done and to make a record is we were going to have to play covers, and we were going to have to really save up money. The only way we could, you know, think of a way to make money was to play for it. So, you know, we got in, and it took us about 5 years to finally save up the amount of dollars we needed to finally get the right producer and to, you know, kind of shape the band. I mean, we were all kind of growing and dealing with certain issues. Very old band members were coming and going, and you're kind of finding out who's serious and doing the scene. Finally, we were making the money, you know, around 2005, 2006, and, you know, got in with a producer who's, you know, one of Kid Rock's producers from Detroit. And, you know, as soon as we got with him, things just kind of quickly went uphill. Our music just transformed quickly. Right around that time, too, we really put the focus on writing and trying to be the best writers we could. And signed a management deal in 2007, 2008, and then the record deal in 2009. And then it was just turmoil, trying to get out of the record deals and trying to get money saved up so we could come to Europe. And finally now, in 2014,
and it's so great audition are so great.
Well, thank you. It's just been a long haul to get here, and it's just so refreshing to hear you say that.
Mm-hmm.
And the fans have been incredible, and, you know, the album's not even out yet, so, you know, we hope that this is the start.
You have only the single out at the moment?
Only the single, only the single Trenches, but hopefully it's the start of a long career here in Europe. We're excited about it.
I have now a new drummer.
Right.
He's incredible.
Jesse, thank you.
He's a little animal, I think.
He is. He's got his animal instincts. He just pounds. You know, it's about entertaining. You know, we come from Michigan, which is, you know, going through some real hard economical times. I mean, I know everyone financially is struggling where we come from. And, you know, just getting a chance to do something you love, which for me, sing, for Chachi, playing the drums, for the guys play, we believe in bringing it on stage live. You know, whether we're having a bad day or a good day, fans are spending good hard-earned money to make sure that they're entertained.
I think the fans feel the energy.
That's important. That's number one.
Yeah. What I looked in the internet a little bit, and you say we have to write music that connects.
That connects. Yeah, it's what we believe, you know, and I think that everyone wants to be here. Everyone wants to have a hit song, but, you know, what's going to make someone go to iTunes or come to your live show and buy your record? They have to be moved by it. They have to be driven by the power of music. And if you really want to write songs and be around, you know, they got to connect with people. And we really believe that.
Yeah, yeah. Where are the roots from Pop Eater?
The roots? Well, we have obviously very strong rock roots. And, you know, we're influenced by metal as well. I think we're probably influenced by all the genres of music.
It's just
kind of when we come together to write, you know, we try to keep an open mind and let every band member kind of bring in their ideas. And then once we do that, we try to make sure that the best hooks, the best catchy songs that kind of bring us together you know, get us excited.
And great ballads.
They have the great balance.
Yeah,
exactly.
And the ballads.
Oh, the ballads. Yeah. We got to have the ballads.
You're right.
It's you know, it's just, again, we grew up on the Great Lakes, and there was always bonfires and acoustic guitars around, just as much as we wanted to turn up the guitar and break windows, we, you know, loved to pull out those acoustic guitars and play for the ladies, right?
That was always, for the ladies,
was always, that wasn't a wrong thing back then, you know, that's what we were doing.
The record comes out now in May, I heard.
Yeah, in May, right.
Yeah, in Europe.
All through Europe in May.
Yeah.
And, you know, we're just excited. I mean, we're a little bit behind. I know the album's been out for a year back home, but, you know, we're hoping now, because now everything's starting to come together, that by the time we release our next record, everything will be in sync. We're going to play catch up. But on this record, it's unique. We're putting some songs that were big hits off our second album, we're putting in addition to on this record. It's kind of a European extended version. So it's we're excited about hearing that. So you guys will have a chance to get other songs that were big back home that you wouldn't be to otherwise.
Yeah. The people don't know the second record and the first
record. Right. But this is a way that they can get a couple songs from the second record that they can hear. And, you know, again, we're just playing catch up. But, you know, it's better late than never.
But when I look around this evening, I felt that the people know the music from the band.
Yeah, there was a great response today.
Yeah,
and I think that it shows the power that the European fans have about finding their music online and making sure that they stay in tune with their favorite bands. And,
and
that's awesome. You know, I mean, there's such a huge, strong radio presence in the States that it's, you know, sometimes, you know, fans, you know, we grew up with take stuff, myself included, we take stuff for granted. Like, I'll just wait till I hear it on the radio.
Mm-hmm.
Where now, you know, people in Europe, it's just so evident to see how it just take charge they are. You know, they do everything themselves. They're not going to sit here and wait. They see something they like, they're coming,
you know,
they're going right to the web to get it now. And, you know, finally, we're finally going to have the album available.
Yeah.
And we've had so many emails throughout the years about, when can we buy this album in Europe? And we're just like, we don't know. It's just out of our hands, you know. So if it was up to us, we would have had it all there right when everyone else could get it.
Yeah,
so.
I think the internet is the best platform.
It's the best.
Ever.
You know, it's a chance that, you know, they can, you know, we're going to post stuff about the show today. So people back home can see us. People here in Europe, when we're back in the States playing, you know, everyone can talk to us and see what we're doing day of, just actually, you know, minutes of what we're doing. Anything.
For example, one day in Cologne after the show.
Exactly. You know, I mean, Cologne and Germany was incredible here. And now we're excited. We do, after Holland, we do Belgium and then Paris. And then, I think we got four or five shows in the UK,
so we're
really excited to kind of, a lot of firsts for Pop Evil, and, you know, we welcome it. I know the guys are excited.
And then you go back, the record is finished now, the third record?
The album's been out back at home for about a year.
Oh, yes.
So we're already on our third single back home, so, you know, again, we're trying to play catch-up here in Europe, so when the album comes out, it's going to be an extended version, which you can get some songs off our second album as well.
Yeah,
it's only available in Europe.
Yeah,
so,
yeah.
You know, again, just playing that catch-up game, but now when we get back, we're going to keep touring. A lot of American festivals we're doing, a lot of big tours we're doing there. Hopefully there's talk. Maybe hopefully we'll get back in the fall here back to Europe again if things work out. And then on top of the year, we'll start talking about the next record. Record number four.
Yes,
so
record
we'll
number four.
Yeah.
Okay.
But record number three is available in May, so you need to get it now. So there you go.
Yeah. Okay, because I think that's okay. That's enough for me.
Yeah.
And when the record comes out in May, then we can talk about
the new record. That'll be great.
Okay.
Well,
the new old record?
The new slash old record. Right.
Okay.
Hey, new to you is new to me, so it's all good. It's all old to me before even everyone got it, right? We wrote it a while ago.
Thank you.
No, it's good.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. Thank you.